Hey, Bill O'Reilly here. Welcome to the No Spin News. Thursday, June 18th, 2020. Fight for your freedom. And Justice for All. It was a movie. It was a movie. I think it was Al Pacino. He's a crazy lawyer. It's what our country's based on. And justice for all. And we're losing it. And I'm going to prove it to you tonight. And it affects you directly and all your friends and family. So, again, it's good to have a pen and paper when you watch the No Spin News. So, the definition of justice is an act of being fair and reasonable. That's what justice is, fair and reasonable. Now, a lot of people can't get their arms around, to use a cliche, the word fair. What's fair to some people is unfair to others, that's the kind of thing. So I'm going to be very precise in my analysis tonight and tell you what's going on. There was a horrendous program on last night on CNN. It was horrendous. They tried the Atlanta shooting, right? They tried it on television where the police officer shot the man outside of Wins. He's dead, Rashad Brooks, and is charged with murder himself now. In Georgia, if convicted, he could get the death penalty. He won't. I don't even think he's going to be convicted. But I'm not going to try it on television because that would be brutally unfair and unjust. Now, I know it happened in the O.J. Simpson thing, and ever since then, we've had all the court shows and all the trial shows, and it's what they do. It is just absolutely an injustice to both the family of Mr. Brooks and to the police officer that is charged. And there's another one as well. So I watched this in horror. Now, I'm not here to blame Chris Cuomo because he did it. I don't think Mr. Cuomo did it with malice. I just don't think he knows what's up and what's down. So you just don't do this. And the reason you don't do it is because you, Chris Cuomo, who's the judge in this, don't have the evidence. He doesn't have depositions, sworn depositions. He can't cross-examine on facts because he doesn't know the facts. There are two set of accusations. There's one from the prosecutor who believes the Atlanta police officer committed murder, got his accusations, and then there's one from the police officer's attorneys, the defense attorneys, who believe he's not responsible. Now, the fact that you bring both of those people on doesn't alter the fact that you can't do this on television. It is immoral to do this. You can report what people say, but you can't use it for amusement purposes, which was what CNN was doing. That is an injustice. All right. The second injustice is this guy in New York City, we showed you him yesterday, who walked down the street and punched the 92-year-old woman. Okay, here it is. And now she falls down and this guy keeps walking. 103 arrests, 36 misdemeanor convictions, 3 felony convictions. And he's walking around on the streets of New York City. So this is an injustice. Not justice in any way. The justice system in New York basically doesn't exist anymore. Governor Cuomo signed a law, no cash bail, which means you can't hold him. Now, this guy, interestingly enough, was held after 103 arrests on $50,000 cash bail. Of course, he can't make it. Okay, so he is incarcerated now because of that tape. But it's, what about the woman, 92? Is that justice? Is it justice that there was a guy walking around on the streets with 103 arrests, 36 misdemeanor convictions, and 3 felony convictions? He's 32 years old. They didn't do any time. They didn't punish him. And you know what the excuse is? You ready? He's bipolar. Oh, we can't. Can't put him in jail. Can't. Oh, no. Uh-uh. And just remember, one of the cornerstones of the Black Lives Matter organization, one of their cornerstones, is that you, the American government, have to let all African American prisoners out of prison now, except for the rapists and murderers. Okay, so this guy, you can't put him in now, even after he punched the 92-year-old woman for no reason. You are listening to a free excerpt from BillO'Reilly.com's No Spin News broadcast, where you can actually see me. We'll be right back after this message. Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. John Bolton. You know John Bolton, right? So when I was doing the O'Reilly Factor for more than 20 years, I put him on once. Once. And the reason I didn't use him, because he was a Fox News contributor, was because I never really got anything new. I knew what he was going to say. He's a hawk. All right. So whatever situation was, and Mr. Bolton wanted to go in and take tough action. One way or the other, it didn't matter to me, but I wasn't learning anything. So I didn't book him. I didn't use him. I didn't have anything against him. It just wasn't going to advance my program the way I wanted to do it. When he got hired by Donald Trump as a national security advisor, I said, this is not a good mix because Trump's not a hawk. Trump doesn't want conflict abroad, armed conflict, because it's bad for business. Trump is a businessman above all else. And I also knew this was not going to have a happy ending because Bolton is a smart guy and he's not going to change his mind. And when Trump says, you're crazy, we're not going to do that, Bolton's going to take it personally, which he absolutely did. So Bolton didn't last long, and they fired him. And just like Mattis, and just like John Kelly, the generals, Bolton hates Trump. The same thing as Mattis and Kelly. And the reason they don't like the president is because the president can get brutal. He's not a guy who, like, does it easy. He doesn't. So the press loves the Bolton book. Love. Put up those headlines. Oh, is what they do. Is it right? Here's what we do. Bolton says this. Bolton says that. And the one that really got me was the Chinese thing. And this is what the Wall Street Journal played up very big. That Trump pleaded with the Chinese president to purchase large quantities of American soybeans and wheat to help Trump's re-election chances. Now, I'm going to blow that out of the water in a moment, but I want to give you an idea of how gleeful and joyful the anti-Trump forces were. Go.
Bolton says Trump did not want to send funds to Ukraine until they sent him dirt on Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden, just as he was accused of doing and acquitted by the Republicans in the Senate. Bolton says Trump told the Chinese premier to go ahead and build concentration camps for the country's Muslim minority. Attaboy. He also says Trump pleaded explicitly face to face with Xi, China's premier, to, quote, ensure he'd win the coming election. Wow. Guess what? Donald Trump is exactly as terrible as we thought he was. And John Bolton is exactly who we thought he was as well. Because he didn't say anything about any of this when it happened. He was sitting there the whole time, all these horrible things he's now made $2 million off of.
Okay, so the key quote there is, from this, and he's a Trump hater, as always has been, very far left man, that Donald Trump is exactly as terrible as we thought he was. So therefore, he's believing, without any scrutiny, doesn't know what has been written in the Bolton book, which is designed to hurt Donald Trump. So Mr. Hayes believes everything. It's all true. Oh, he's as terrible as we thought he was. What a monster he was. Oh, just as way. So everything that Bolton wrote, absolutely true. There's no doubt in Mr. Hayes' mind, it's true. What kind of journalist is that? What kind of commentator is that? Quick break, right back.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
All right, a brief final thought today. Relax this weekend, please. Father's Day weekend. Have some fun. Clear your head. COVID, it's there. Try to avoid it. That's all I can tell you. Race, we'll deal with it. It'll de-intensify. Have fun. Have fun. Fun is important. Get some ice cream. I'll see you next week.